91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 12 degrees and overcast at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Yanetta. Walbridge Loyalist Road is closed at the train tracks today due to routine maintenance. The closure began at 7 in the morning and will continue until 5 p.m. Crystal Conrad from the Belleville Bus Terminal says it shouldn't affect students getting to Loyalist College.
Going to Loyalist, but they're going to be going straight up Moira Street and back down Moira Street.
Conrad also said buses will be going up and down Dundas Street, turning around at Stream. Students catching the bus on Dundas Street should expect a much longer bus ride than normal. Dean Brown has been convicted of 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder. It took about 4 hours for the jury to reach its verdict on Wednesday and end a month-long trial against the 20-year-old man from Belleville, Ontario. Brown shot and killed 46-year-old Tracy Hanna and her 14-year-old daughter Whitney and tried to kill his ex-girlfriend Shannon Hanna. The victims were shot at the Hanna home near Mountain View, south of Belleville, in March of last year. Victim impact statements will be heard on Friday morning and sentencing may begin then as well. The Quinte West Chamber of Commerce is teaching local business owners new tricks of the trade this week. Organizer Susan Andrews explains that there is something for everyone being offered through seminars.
The reason why we've come together to do it is we wanted to make sure there was enough variety because different businesses need different skills and different information.
Seminars include how to insure a small business, putting a business online, and how to use quick response codes. This Friday, the Quinte Business Achievement Awards ceremony will be held at the Royal Canadian Air Force Museum. It's Library Week in Ontario, where libraries across the province plan special activities to promote their services. Library Week started in 1985 and has grown into a popular event for children and parents alike. Quinte West Public Library CEO Rita Turtle says they will be awarding the winner of a draw with an e-book reader as part of their promotional activities. Turtle encourages people to head down to their local library and take part in the fun. Library Week ends this Saturday. Oxford County is hoping to get into the Guinness Book of World Records by getting 15,000 area students eating apples at the same time. This afternoon, the students will simultaneously sink their teeth into locally grown Empire apples. Student Nutrition Program Coordinator Linda Metcalf says the main goal of the exercise is to promote healthy eating. Libya's Prime Minister says Muammar Gaddafi has been killed. Prime Minister Mahmoud Jibril says his government has been waiting for this moment for a long time. Reporter Richard Davies tells us people are celebrating in the streets of Libya.
Chanting and singing in cert, celebrations by rebel fighters after the fall of Muammar Gaddafi's final stronghold. Revolutionary government leaders say Gaddafi has been killed, shot during a final round of major fighting overnight. Photographs, apparently of Gaddafi, have been circulating, but there's been no independent confirmation of his death.
NATO officials say their aircraft today struck 2 vehicles of pro-Gaddafi forces near Gaddafi's hometown in Sirte. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty has told a Senate committee that Canadians have every right to be angry about paying more than Americans for the same goods. Flaherty was the first witness to appear before the committee.
Canadians are rightly annoyed and perplexed when they see price discrepancies on the exact same products being sold on different sides of the border. Be it clothing for their children, tools for their work, or vehicles for their day-to-day travels.
It's investigating the price gap between stores in Canada and the U.S. now. The loonie is trading near parity with the greenback. Flaherty says he's prepared to look at reducing tariffs and to use informal persuasive powers if needed to bridge the gap. Toronto-based Maple Leaf Foods has unveiled a major restructuring that has a price tag of more than $500 million. The maker of processed meat is cutting more than 1,500 jobs and will close several processing plants, including ones in Kitchener, Hamilton, and Toronto, by the end of 2014. But Maple Leaf will spend $155 million to expand and upgrade existing plants in Brampton, Winnipeg, and Saskatoon. It will also build a new $395 million prepared meats plant in Hamilton, where it opened a new bakery run by its Canada Bread unit just last month. U.S. President Obama has wrapped up a 3-day bus tour through North Carolina and Virginia that's aimed at getting lawmakers to pass his jobs plan piece by piece, Mark Smith has the story.
Last stop on the tour, a fire station outside Richmond.
If the bell goes off, just ignore me, do your thing.
It was the carefully chosen backdrop for the president to ask how the GOP could block his jobs plan and its aid for states trying to reverse layoffs of police and firefighters.
These guys are risking their lives every day on our behalf. These jobs are worth fighting for.
Senate Democrats plan a vote on that part of the plan this week. Republicans counter this kind of stimulus didn't halt layoffs last time Obama tried it and would be equally ineffective now. Mark Smith at the White House.
Prosecutors are about to close their case against Michael Jackson's personal physician. The prosecution's last witness delivered a testimony that's been described as direct and devastating for Dr. Conrad Murray.
This final witness, an anesthesiologist testifying for the prosecution, says that Dr. Murray should have ignored Michael Jackson's repeated request for propofol, that it was foolish and dangerous, and it's a doctor's obligation to use his medical judgment, and he should have said no to Michael Jackson.
Murray was giving the pop superstar a modern drug to help him sleep, but a prosecution expert told jurors that in doing so, he violated ancient principles for conduct between doctors and patients. That's 91X News to 1206. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. In the lone NHL game last night, the Leafs came back from a 3-1 deficit to win 4-3 in a shootout over the Winnipeg Jets. Joffrey Leupel netted a pair of goals for Toronto, and he credits Phil Kessel for feeding him the puck.
The first one was a great pass by Phil. I saw him cut to the middle there, and he's usually a shooter, but for some reason I figured he knew I was there that time, and that was a good pass, and I was able to make a good shot there. The one off the defenseman was lucky. He was. I saw Phil cutting to the back door, and I just tried to throw it over to him and off the guy's stick and in.
Kessel's 3 points last night gives him a league-leading 12 points in just 5 games. The Leafs are back at it tonight when they visit Boston in one of 11 NHL games. Montreal visits Pittsburgh, Winnipeg goes to Ottawa, while Vancouver entertains Nashville for the first time since the second round of last year's playoffs. Calgary and Edmonton host the New York Rangers and Minnesota, respectively. And in local hockey, the Picton Pirates play the Campbellford Rebels tonight at 7:30. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals took Game 1 of the World Series 3-2 over Texas Rangers. Rangers manager Ron Washington says the Cardinals earned the win.
We certainly didn't lose tonight. We got beat. They had an opportunity to push a run across. They pinch hitter got it done. We had opportunities and all we didn't. Got to give them credit. They beat us.
Cardinals right-hander Chris Carpenter allowed just 5 hits in 6 innings before handing it off to the bullpen, who sealed the win. Game 2 is tonight at 8:05. In the National Football League, Terrell Owens' agent says the veteran wide receiver is ready to come back to the NFL. The 37-year-old has been rehabbing a left knee injury that needed surgery, and he's currently a free agent. And the NFL will still hold off, for now, on collecting blood samples for human growth hormone testing. The union says more data is needed to prove that the tests will be reliable. But NFL spokesperson says the union's action is, quote, contrary to the collective bargaining agreement. The league was supposed to start drawing samples Monday. Canadian football. Edmonton Eskimos linebacker Rod Davis has been fined an undisclosed amount by the league. Davis was flagged for a helmet-to-helmet hit on Winnipeg Blue Bombers quarterback Buck Pierce in Edmonton's win over Winnipeg on the weekend. Today is the third straight day of talks between the NBA owners and their players. It's day 112 of the lockout, and federal mediator George Cohen says discussions are moving forward.
The discussions have been direct and constructive, and as far as we are concerned, we are here to continue to help assist the parties to endeavor to reach an agreement.
The sides have met for over 24 hours during a 32-hour span. At the Pan Am Games in Guadalajara, Mexico, Canada currently has 33 medals. That's 7 gold, 9 silver, and 17 bronze, which puts Canada in third place behind Brazil in the overall medal standings. The country's medal hopes today include synchronized swimming and badminton. That's your sports. Email us your team or league scores, sports at 91x.fm. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
After a 2-day heavy rain warning, we're only expecting some light drizzles of rain this afternoon, so keep your umbrella with you. We're getting closer to winter with a low of 8 tonight and cloudy periods. Expect clouds tomorrow with only a little bit of sun peeking through with a high of 11. At 12:10, it's 12 degrees, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss. News is next at 1.
91X News has been brought to you by McDonald's.